Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, what's going on? Back in the studio. Oh, yeah, dude, he's got all of it. He's got all of it going on,
hell
dude.
Yeah.
We're in the studio. Adam Nutter, get your ass in here. Welcome to the cult.
Yo,
there he is. We got
what
two
up?
Great guests.
We do.
Yeah, I don't care about anything you're coming from. Leave all that out.
I wasn't going to say anything. I said, what's up?
Did we not get that drumming shit in here?
I know.
We did. We heard it. It was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it was
hell
there.
Yeah.
We got the acoustics, Brother Bear, which I say all the time.
All of it. All of it's in there.
Hell yeah, bro. Mr. Nutter.
Yo, what up? So anyway, I'm banned from Reddit because you call some moderators some names.
Stop. Just stop. Why can't you just stop, dude? At least it was it funny? It better have been funny, dude. Every time. Because at least Drew gets banned and it's fun. You're getting banned on dumb shit.
I would say more mean than funny. I would say more hateful than
you
anything.
Better you better have dropped the F-bomb or M-bomb.
100%. Right, you pick which one, but it was one of those two.
Turn your
I wish
mic
it
down.
Was both.
God damn it.
Is my mic too loud? I'm sorry.
A little, just a touch. Just right. Don't yell.
Can't.
Your wife's going to be mad. All right,
she's not
so,
home yet.
She's mad right now. She can her ears are tingling. I can tell, dude.
That's
she's
true.
Always
she's
watching
devil.
You. Dude, she's always looking for you.
Yeah,
she sucks. She's awful. Anyway, you're fucking. Okay, you got banned. That's how you introduce. Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? That's how you introduce. Hey, guys, how are you? It's good to see you.
I was genuinely interested in my banning, I think, and I wanted to let them know.
Don't
get banned.
I had a good day on Reddit scrolling the internet, dude. Just not getting banned.
See?
Look at that.
Must be nice, Drew. Must be fucking nice. Must be nice.
Yeah, no, it's everyone
I can't interact.
Else.
I can't upvote anything. I just read like a fucking creepy stalker, dude.
So, well, you know, what the fuck? What'd you do? You said some shit
now
to a moderator?
Now you nailed it. He is one of those two.
Oh, F or M-bomb. He
it wasn't, no, it was just an F one. It was just an F. It's a hard F. The guy was being one, though. What am I supposed to not call him one? Like, that's crazy.
You
a
are.
Fucker.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's what it was.
It's no. It's just nice to know that, like, you know, as the parent in this relationship, that this fucking
fair.
Child,
fair,
dude, stop getting banned. Seriously, you're lucky you got Twitter back. You
I
are,
did. Yeah, let's go.
Banned
no,
on
don't
Twitter
be
too?
Excited.
Hold on.
Don't
hold
be
on.
Excited.
Get banned from
hold
everything.
On.
What the
hold
fuck
on.
Are you doing?
This is Neil is misinformation right now. Okay,
oh.
I was
oh.
banned on Twitter. That is true.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
But that was under the old guard, and they hated what I had to say. So I got banned, and then Elon
okay.
came cool. in. He was like, unbanned. I was like, thanks, Dad. Now right. I'm back.
It went
so I was
Donald
banned for 6
Trump
months.
Then Adam Nutter.
Damn, you had to get your fucking privileges back from Elon?
Yeah. But I got him, and it's a major difference. So now I'm careful, real careful about what I say, because I don't want to. I think I'm okay, but I just got to play it safe for a little bit. You got to fly under the radar, you know what I'm saying? No, you guys don't, because you're not savage assholes like I am online. I'm just a real piece of shit. Is what it is.
Whoa, dude, I'm as savage as they come online.
Yeah, what are you, crazy?
I'm into the point of banning. You're just not being an asshole. You're being dumb about it.
I think they keep it funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, I just go right to hate Phil.
These guys rule.
I think he negs and stuff with the best of them, just slow, and then starts like chipping away at their fucking self worth in different ways. I think that's the way they go. You got to come at it on the side, man. You might not get banned as much.
Yeah, you might be too direct with yours, bro.
I threaten PPA all the time online, and nothing happens.
The first words I ever wrote on the internet was I called some girl an ugly bitch. That they had a. I was in fifth grade, and they had an exhibit at the Franklin Institute for, like, AIM, like, chat rooms
okay,
and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And fifth grade, dog, and the first thing I typed ever on the internet was, you ugly bitch. The first thing I ever typed on the internet, bro.
Yeah. What a special moment.
Yeah.
Dude, I was fucking with ChatGPT yesterday.
Yeah.
The AI chat, and I was telling Naeem, I was trying to get it to argue with me. At first, I was trying to get it to write a joke, but, like, it doesn't write anything that's, like, any type of controversial. Like, no gay jokes, no JFK jokes.
Yeah.
But it wrote a joke about, like, penguins playing Tetris, and I was like, that joke sucked. And I was trying to get it to argue with me. And then it wouldn't do that. But then I asked it, I was like, is Drew Montana funny? And it was like, I can't give you opinions. I don't have opinions. And then I was like, is Jerry Seinfeld funny?
Right.
And it was like, absolutely. He's the greatest comedian of all time.
Damn.
Yo, Drew, know what's also weird about you? I don't know if you noticed about chat GPT. I was also fucking around with it. And it'll say exactly that. I'd be like, oh, we can't search the internet for that. But I'm like, well, then how the fuck do you know who Seinfeld is?
Yeah.
It's like how you search, right? Like, it will tell you you can't search, but then it search. Like, there's no way they just programmed Seinfeld into the AI. That's right.
I asked it.
Well, they did.
I asked it. I was like,
all right. Well, all right. Fine. They did. It doesn't sound right, though.
No, I told it to write me a 250-word essay on the tulip, and it did it immediately.
Yeah.
And then I said, can you cite this in APA format? Just to see if, like, kids could get away with it. And it was like, no, I don't use external information. This is all me.
Right.
Oh, shit.
So I'm just too dumb to understand it, like, I think.
I don't get it
here
at all.
I like that you tried to make it right, like a Benny Feldman joke.
Yeah.
That's what I love Benny Feldman. That's such a Benny Feldman premise. Like, you know what I mean? He would just do something
out
of that.
A penguin playing Tetris.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I was like, Benny, how the fuck did you make that funny? You're like, I nailed it, you know. Jerry Seinfeld thing is just boring, but like, yeah, they did. They programmed the AI to write Jerry Seinfeld like a whole skit, a set, because they have so many episodes on
the stand up.
So they just pull all that shit in.
That developers were like,
"You're never gonna be that famous." Just isn't that nice that you feel that inside?
No,
you'll never be that famous. Where, no, you, the way you act, dude, no way.
The way you act?
The way you act? Dude, you will be shot before you are that famous. There's no way. You can't keep...
I'm a martyr. That's cooler. That's arguably cooler. Arguably cooler.
I know, but you're going to be shot like a bitch in the street.
Yeah, I'm going to cry. I won't die right away, so it's gonna be my death will be documented sad. Yeah.
I like how we went to martyr immediately.
Yeah, oh, he does all the time.
Drew, aim high. You know what I'm saying? Aim low like a bitch. You fucking live life like a bitch.
You're like the Jesus of concussions.
Hey, you know what? That's the top of that tier. I'll take that, bro. Stop looking at things negatively.
We don't know if Jesus didn't have CTE, dude.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. We don't know.
He probably
that.
Did.
He took a fucking hard beating at the end. It probably gave him some CTE.
Dude, one thing people don't like to admit, Jesus was definitely on CPT. You know what I'm saying? White people hate to say that, but...
I'll be the ignorant one. What's CPT?
Colored people time.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was...
Motherfucker was late.
Yeah.
Or was he always on time?
Who knows, dude?
Well, Jesus was the first black man to be on time. He died for y'all sins.
Jesus was a Jew. He was a Jew, wasn't he?
I don't. People say he was black, dude. I don't know.
What black do people look like in Jerusalem?
Yeah, I mean,
people Middle
in Jerusalem
Eastern,
are like
tan,
right?
Olivey skin, yeah. I guess.
Are you
Jesse,
describing
pull
a
that up.
Salad? Are you describing a salad? Thank you for
is
remembering.
Jesse still back there?
Jesse is dead. He is with us in the studio. He died, unfortunately. But
I killed him.
Here.
I smothered him.
Yeah. Why are you so violent?
CTE probably.
I see why you get banned from everything. What the fuck?
Just rushing to murder all the time.
Just go right to anger,
calm
bro.
Down.
You're crazy, Adam.
Gotta calm
you know what
down,
I'm saying?
Bud. Gotta chill out. Anyway, but the fuck were we talking about? Yeah, CPT.
Jesus was black.
Jesus was black.
Jesus was definitely black.
He had
at the very least brown.
At the very least,
at
brown.
At the very least, a brown, you know,
blonde hair, blue eyed Jesus.
Man.
At
stop
the very
lying
least, he
about
smelled
my
like
Lord
hummus
and,
nuts or some shit like
that. Just like pine nuts.
I like
and pine
to
nuts.
Imagine. I like yeah. to my, imagine my Jesus as more of a Naeem than a Bavik.
Ooh, okay.
That's more fun.
I like that.
I like that.
No offense to either.
I like a Naeem Jesus.
I like a Naeem Jesus.
Yeah,
just a hood dude from Philly.
That's a cool. Yeah, that's a cool like with a neck tat.
Yeah.
Yo, if Jesus had a neck tat, they wouldn't have killed his ass so easy. See what I'm saying?
True.
Say he would have fought back.
He'd have fought back.
He would have fought back, yeah.
He carried 100%. His own cross. Who the fuck does that?
Yeah, I think he used...
Who does that? You going to carry the thing they going to kill you on?
He's essentially
Adam
Superman.
Nutter with the boo, 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 boo. You carry your own cross.
Jesus. Yeah, yo, you would, yo, Adam would carry his cross.
Look at me.
And complain the whole time.
I would. You guys get it. Thank you. You guys get it.
Dude, that is so crazy. Be like, carry this outdoor coffin for miles. And then we'll nail you to it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, am I going to lay down comfortably? No, wait for part two. No. It's way worse.
No. Will I lay down comfortably? No. Yeah. At least my head will be at rest. Wrong.
Nope.
Crown of thorns.
At least I'll be able to breathe. Hold on, actually. Spear.
Knife to the side, bro. Hell yeah. Damn.
I like to think if you when you were carrying your giant coffin, and then you just saw one like dorky kid with like one of the pull wheels, and the coffin was pulling, and you're like, "You fucking dork, carry it, fuck you."
A kid with a wheel cross.
Oh, because you're a kid, you get fucking training wheels, pussy.
It's like, ugh, gross.
You're never gonna be
God
a man.
Damn it, Devlin.
Yo,
Devlin. It's just, are you pre-first century kid named Devlin?
Yes,
Devlin and Brooke.
Devlin from Afghanistan. That's what his name was.
There's Tyler, like, Kyler.
It's one of the apostles that Jesus. It doesn't mention in the Bible, but that was one of them.
Kyler was a friend that got them wine when Jesus couldn't because his dad knew somebody.
Of course, as you do. I do think it's. I think that was like one of the first things I probably said in church, because like once they're like, "Yeah, Jesus, this happened in this area of the world," and I went to Catholic school my whole life, my whole life. I was like, "Well, why is he white?" I remember that, and the priest and the nuns being like, "You know, it's kind of." Yeah, they should hit me with like some woke and it's like, we don't see color.
I think everyone realized that. I think that was like the second or third thing I questioned too, other than this shit is boring. Why are we here?
100%.
Once I always got to like real shit, it was that.
I always appreciated a good double down though. Like, why is he white? Because he's white. You're like, all right. He's white.
Like, all good things are white. What do you mean, why is he white? Just fuck it.
Yeah, that is a big, like, explanation for everything in Catholicism. Mm-hmm. It's like, because he did it that way. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You can't ask questions. They answer your questions with just the reverse of your question. Why is he white? Because. You know what I'm saying?
Catholicism is like a scorned girlfriend. Just always trying to fucking get you out of a wrong
why
answer.
Why can't
like,
he be white?
Yeah.
Huh? What, he can't be white now? It's like, what?
Well, when I went to Catholic school, they said Jesus was whatever color you wanted him to be.
Yeah, there you go.
They hit me with that. When they was like, he's whatever color you want. If you're Asian, he could be Asian.
If you're
fucking African, he could be. It's like, no, that doesn't make any sense. What, does he just change colors day by day?
And you know there was some old school Irish priest in the back being like, no, no.
No, it's fucking not, all right? He's a blue-eyed, blonde Jesus. That's who he fucking is.
Stop teaching them horse shit.
Blue-eyed, blonde, white kid.
Damn.
I don't know, man.
Shout out priests, dude.
Yeah, shout out. You guys be having a rough go of it.
Shout out child molesters everywhere.
I think things are now fine.
Dude, I don't think my priest ever fucked anybody. I like to believe that.
There you go.
He was a good dude.
Out of the things you do believe. I'm with God, but dude, this guy does not fuck kids.
There's more of a chance God's real than that guy didn't fuck a kid.
No, dude, he was the priest for the Syracuse football team as well.
Oh, okay.
So
definitely.
Did their prayers in the locker room. But he would bring the football players to like our fucking church
showers
group. No, dude, it was cool to... This story's not even funny. It's kind of gay. Right. It was just me being in third grade playing like kickball with football players, and I was like, these guys are going to be millionaires,
and none of them
were professional.
Because it's Syracuse football.
Like, these guys are the top-of-the-line athletes. They're just fat.
But they feel, but they imagine, again, when you're little, you look at like a football player with pads on, you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yo, I was real quick, Drew, with the effective story, but I was saying the other day, I was watching a podcast, and Evan Smith was on the podcast. He was a guest. And he's talking about when he retired as a cardinal, and he was 33. And as I remember that as a kid, I was like, "You old bitch, you 33, like quit."
Man,
I'm 36, bro. I'm 36. I'm 3 years
That's
older
crazy.
Now than that. And I was like, "You old fuck."
He looked so old back. That's crazy.
I know.
He looked so old on the Cardinals.
He did look old. Yeah, 33. Yeah, 33 on the Cardinals. Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking
wild.
Yeah, it is weird.
Running back years are like years.
For
though,
sure.
Dude.
Yeah,
definitely
he's might as well been 72.
Yeah, when you're getting 350 touches a season, that's like,
that's
so much. You're like, all right, Emmett, run at these fucking 11 savages that are trying to kill you.
Yeah, right, it was back in the 90s when they were just like, we're just going to fucking clothesline you.
Yeah, literally no concussion tests. Like, he was getting concussed and sent right back into the game.
Oh, the concussion test was, are you a pussy?
Yeah.
No? There's the field.
That was also, dude, football back then was like all power eye formation.
True.
Yeah. Run straight. I'll put my head down. You put your head down. Let's gain 3 yards at a time.
Dude, they had Moose Johnson as a fullback, which tells you everything you had to fucking know about the football in the 90s, bro.
Yeah, the slogan for the NFL back then should have been, let's get this CTE. Like, it's just, that's just it. It's just all
they barely even use fullbacks now. A fullback is just a battering ram. It's just
there's
a
like three fullbacks in the league, dude.
Yeah.
It's like three. That's it.
Damn.
It's got to suck for the kids that, like, grew up thinking that they'd be a fullback.
Yeah, like, yeah, what if you were, like, in the Mike Allstott?
Dude, Mike Allstott.
Now what do you do?
Yeah, I know. It's like if you
concrete.
Yeah,
cigarettes, you know what I'm saying?
Correct answer.
100%. Damn.
Concrete.
Survey says,
yep, concrete. Now,
concrete.
Number one.
Concrete. Actually,
number two.
One on the board, dude.
Jail. Number three.
Ah, fuck.
Damn, bro. One.
All Mike Allstott's are driving truck now, dude.
For sure.
Yeah, just mad they have their wife still. They're just mad they're married. They're like, yeah. Fuck, I got married too young.
Dude, it's crazy that, like, in 2005, if you had that build, you could get 1,000 rushing yards. In the
100%.
And now you literally do concrete or nothing else.
Damn,
it's fucking thing ever. It's also funny, like you guys said. It's like I would say like 2012 was like the phase out of the fullbacks, like around those years. So if you're like coming out of college in like 2010, like yo, I'm crushing as a fullback, and it's like 2011, like sorry kid, concrete. You went to masonry by any chance?
Yeah.
Yo, it was a fullback on the cover of Mad. What was his name?
Peyton Hillis.
No, he was a running back. You show respect to the great white hope.
Peyton Hillis, bro. No, he had like one good season.
He had one good year.
His last season was the end of fullbacks.
It was, dude.
Oh, shit, white dude's doing it right. Taking us after.
Dude, I root so hard for Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, he's the man, but he's an actual running back.
Now, I know, yeah.
Now if you play fullback in college and you're good, they're like, you ever fight MMA before?
They have to.
Did you ever fight outside of Applebee's at 2 a.m. drunk? I think this is for you.
The least you pick up some security details, like at the very least. The very least.
Get a cool nickname like Stingray or something.
Yeah.
Yo.
That's how you become Brandon Chubb, dude. Fullbacks get taken out of the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that he rushed for 0.4 yards his whole college career.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
he never saw the field.
Really?
Now he's a backup, sir.
Damn, bro.
That's awesome.
Yep. Backup for Colorado, I believe. Colorado
I love
State.
It.
You went,
I love
you
a
went
dude.
Commentary on that. Sorry, you went like a commentator. It's like, he's the backup, sir, just so you know.
Yo, Adam Nutter fucking hates Brendan Schaub. He looked up his stats.
I do. Actually, last episode.
He looked up Brendan Schaub's stats.
Dude, weirdly enough, last episode I talked about my hatred of him, and I broke it down a little bit. Why he sucks so much as a person.
Well, I'll send you the app, and you won't watch.
He's a fucking loser. That's it.
I know, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's good.
He's a loser while you're on the podcast through Zoom.
I know.
100. Well, to be fair, I don't want my car stolen in Philly. So.
Right, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
you
know,
a lot of that now. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's been interesting seeing, and I know Drew might have a point. It's still on the football. You got some more on the football?
You're good.
No, I got you. It was like it was interesting seeing. Yeah, there's a line with Adam and coming into the studio. So as of right now, you guys. However, you know, you guys are doing very well. Oh, very funny.
We didn't make the line.
Unfortunately, in terms of guests, Adam was like, guys, I'm going to have to pass.
I haven't come in a year.
You get Tata Sharice in here. Adam's like
Adam's
setting inner tits.
Coming right now. It's popped up in the middle. Yeah,
he's
like,
wow, I love
like
the studio.
From the tits.
It's just like, which one do I talk into? Which do I talk into? The right one?
I bet you get Brendan Schaub in here. You'd be here like, oh, dude, I love all your shit. Bro. You'd be right in here sucking his dick, bro.
I just cucked you immediately.
Dude, I saw your 0.4 yard brush that one time. It was sick. Man.
Yo, Gringo Poppy might be the best special of all time.
I actually named my son Gringo Poppy.
He's 11, but I went through the process of renaming him out of respect.
Yeah, yo.
It's also a great name for a concrete company. Just putting it out there for you, dude.
All you future failed fullbacks out there.
Gringo Poppy Concrete. It's fun to say. Damn.
Damn, bro.
I keep thinking about the age you were talking about with the running back. I keep thinking about that because I at least was watching some football and knew of that. What was it? You were talking about, what was it?
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, you were talking about Emmitt Smith. I remember, probably because my mom had like a, you know, she had a little thing for him. So I remember her being like, well, we'll leave it on for a little bit. but like, you're right. Those years are rough. Especially, I know you mentioned the CPT time, but I was like, maybe black. There's an equation there of like, well, he's also black, don't crack. But running back
doesn't apply, sir.
There's a Venn diagram where it's pretty slow. where it's like, sorry, dude.
Dude,
you pay him more.
Any your running mom? Back who lasts like more than 3 years, like this guy's a Hall of Famer.
Right, yeah.
Wait, your mom was into Emmitt Smith?
Yeah, not into, she's an Eagles fan, but like, some of the boys, you know, she noticed. Mm-hmm. She liked him. She was like, "That's a good looking dude." She was a good looking dude. I noticed. She noticed.
He looked like a fucking gremlin. Evan Smith, ugly as shit.
My mom's into some weirdies, dude. Yeah. She's into some weirdies. I don't know what to tell you. What's your, you know, your mom's hot? Like, what, you know, didn't your mom have?
Oh yeah, my mom like she like intellectual looking black people.
Okay.
She like what's
Cornel West.
There you go. Cornel West. Nice. She like these black people that look like Albert Einstein.
Right. That gap too, they say.
the gap with the fucking gray fro and shit like that. That's my mom's type.
There is that study. They say that the gap tooth, and it's sometimes it's a sign of virility. That in people that have it, they really? Did like that survey. It was like the people that had gap teeth typically are much more like they're more virile.
They like the fuck.
Yeah. Naeem's mom jerks off to Norbit.
That's my mom's type. Which is crazy. That's the exact opposite of my dad. She hated my dad. So there you go. My dad's like a fucking athlete. He was strong as
fuck. Why don't you read something? Like, yelling at him. Look at these studies. Look at these stats. Figure something out. I got you.
Damn. My mom wants to fuck Bon Jovi, I think. So.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
That always bothered me growing up.
That seems like typical East Coast, though. Like,
yeah, my mom falls in there, too.
You know?
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do. Jersey?
She's from Philly, but she's from New York.
I mean, Springsteen, Bon Jovi, group of rock stars is like, gets all the old ladies moist still.
Just getting them going. Dude.
She goes nuts for Bon Jovi.
Why did we get on all? I forgot how. I'm sorry, I did this. We got on all our mom's pussies.
You turned your mom's.
Emma Smith.
We've made Naeem mad. All right, so Emma Smith. Oh, you got a video? I know that you wanted it. You immediately got jumped on. We gotta watch this. So I'm excited.
Well, we can do plugs first. You want to do plugs first?
You want to do pluggies?
We gotta do pluggies first. We can do those plugs. Naeem, buddy, where can we find you? Shows coming up.
Going to the bar.
Hey. Everyone shut up. Something's about to happen.
Right, I'm done.
No, not you. I meant you. Go. Go.
No, I panicked.
I panicked.
When
I hear a beat, I just freestyle.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you guys hit it. What do you got?
Oh, we got, listen. Fucking tune in to Durag and the Deer Tag.
Yeah.
It's the best podcast in the fucking world. Join our Patreon, Durag and the Deer Tag at patreon.com. Tune to AOX, where we only speak facts. Fucking, we got shows everywhere. I'm at Helium tonight, opening for Natalie Cuomo. Heard you had a thing for her, Adam. Fucking,
because I'm tattooed and a white guy, it's fucked up.
I mean, that's word on the street. Saturday, two off the top at Great Room. Come through, you mean? Come through, see some of the best comics in the city. Next week, I'm in Toronto with Shane Gillis. Come through. Matter of fact, that shit sold out, so you can't come. You know what I'm saying? But I'm there. I'm just fucking clout chasing right now. What you got, Drew?
Everything Naeem said, and then Digital Bazooka. It's a podcast.
Oh, yes. No, you know what? That's the best podcast in the world.
Yeah,
that's better than us.
Me and James Moss just do prank calls. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is fun. The clips on Instagram make me laugh.
Thank you, man.
That's super good. Adam, how about you, buddy?
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Nutter, Instagram at Adam Nutter. Yeah, go listen to The Porcupine, please. YouTube.com/Adam Nutter. We just did a whole episode on like the UFO thing, conspiracies and shit. It was fun. So go check that out. This Friday.
Are the aliens against taxation is the question.
Well, fucking, they better be or they got to go. shit's coming next Wednesday. Fuck.
Dude, you don't
shut up. The 15th, I'm at Punchline. Come on out to that. The 24th and 25th, I'll be in Colorado with Robbie the Fire Bernstein. That's gonna be fun. Coming out to that. April 6th, Delaware LP convention with Neil and Sarah Bell. April 7th, the Maryland LP convention with Neil. Also, possibly gotta ask Sarah if she wants to do that. And other stuff coming soon. Yay.
Wonderful. Check me out. I'm neilwood.com. Just go there. All the dates and details. You can, of course, go check out a lot of the upcoming shows. We have Mutual every second and fourth Friday at Myers Brewing Company on Girard Ave in Philadelphia. Check us out at Ashland. We got one coming up on the 10th and 24th for Myers, and on the 12th and the 26th for Ashland Distillery in Mooresville, PA. Just get all the tickets right there, drop10.com. Go there. And, of course, I'm coming back to Hamilton, New Jersey. I'm coming back to stay there for the first time. Hometown boy. Going to be back there, dicking around. Can't wait to bomb in front of my family. I'm super excited. Yeah, probably March. Was that March 10th as well? Get all those tickets are already going actually, so probably jump on that. I mean, it's a big roomish, but like they're going quick, so jump on that quick. And again, everything else at iamneilwood.com or iamneilwood on all the social media shit. Check out the Cult of Us store. You can buy shirts, you can buy hats, you can buy a bunch of shits. We got some cool stuff for you. And of course, go over to Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. And jump on the tier for $1. Jump
nope,
on the tier.
Switched it. Fine, so I figured it out. Everything for $5. Everything.
There's so much hate in my heart right
now.
Nope.
I told you I was going to fix it.
You take your hate, and yes, I understand, but typically before we're fucking recording. You know what I mean?
Fine. It's
five. This is why I have to say this part.
$5.
Guys, tune into the second best podcast in the world, our podcast. Probably maybe the third or fourth, because we can't keep our shit together, dude. You fucking making us look bad. No, obviously. But yeah, check it out. $5 get you all this shit. I'll send you a fucking shirt. I'll suck your dick. I'll lick your pussy, whatever you need. And we'll get all your stuff going. But check it out over there at patreon.com/cultofus. You get to watch shit with us. We're going to try to check out that fight. I know we got an MMA fight. We used to have the boys come over for the MMA fight, but now we're all gigging too much, so it's all shit.
It's this Saturday.
Damn.
Oh, Saturday? Shit. Which doesn't... Fuck. It doesn't matter. This is,
it's tough. But get in there. You guys can hang out. Maybe the Cult of Us crew and the other people. We set it up anyway. Get in the Discord. Hang out. Watch the fight. Chill out. Just shoot the shit. It's going to be a good time.
You having the fights here?
Nah, so we used to do the fights here and everything like that, right? We used to invite you guys over, whatever. We'd chill out. But we started gigging too much. But still, what we do is we ask everybody, like, hey, come into the Discord. You can watch the fight without having to pay.
Right.
But that's not what I heard. That's not what I heard. But, you know, whatever.
That's rumor.
So you can check that out. But, yeah, everything over there, just go over to the Patreon. And helps us out a bunch. Keeps our shit going. Beautiful. We appreciate it. Go subscribe on Odyssey, YouTube, all the shit, whatever the fuck. Go do it. Go subscribe, people. We're on all the shit. Go subscribe. Help us out. I appreciate it. Boom.
Facts.
Done. Too much shit. Cool. Oh, yeah, I didn't even plug the fuck. Well, this isn't going to come out in time anyway. I already did plug it. But exciting to be at Nightcap. I know you're there tonight, and then I'm going on over there tomorrow.
Nightcap,
nice little Nightcap thing.
Nightcap
it's a good time.
Is so much fun.
Anyway, well, yeah, what's up? What the video you found? You were very excited.
Oh yeah, what do we have
you
here?
You were pumped.
Not pumped. I would just say I just feel like this is like the start of the collapse of humanity when you start seeing this.
Well, there's so many indicators of the.
That is true. This is definitely one of them. No. Okay.
Humanity. What do you think?
Decline
let's see,
of humanity.
Let's see what Adam thinks it is.
Yeah,
let's see.
I would have thought maybe slavery, but I guess not.
Yeah, I guess not.
No, that's over. Here, actually, no, that's actually more prevalent than ever right now, but that's irrelevant.
So it's opening.
A black business opening. Like, oh, we're all going to hell.
Yeah, that's what he showed. He's just, look at this.
Guys, that's another podcast. Listen to the porcupine for that.
And it's all, it's like a black-owned bank, too. It's not you're mad because they're starting real businesses or something like that.
It's a black gender reveal. It's like, they're making more of them.
I'm like, you guys not also outraged by this? What's so, I don't understand.
Jesus Christ. Fucking hell.
So we're obviously going to have to beat this out for the, whatever. But we're not live. It's fine. But yeah, this is for all the audio listeners out there. We're watching, the Boston Dynamics robot dogs?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
It's a stripper's dancing for one, and then it slapped its ear. It's pretty
what?
Wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Okay.
Tell me AI is an ass man?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, yeah, no, it's... I know. It was giving me a hard time. Shut up.
Yeah,
you guys see it?
No. Okay, yep. We got it.
I'm going to make it bigger. Yeah.
Just full screen it.
I am.
Full screen there.
All right. You guys hear this?
That's a horny dog. Yeah, he up in the air. That's the Sean Watson dog. This motherfucker up in the air.
Is this a full nude?
That's Deshaun Dotson, dude.
Deshaun Dotson's nice. Deshaun Dotson's nice.
I got you, dude.
There we go.
That's also the name of the episode.
He's in there.
He's in there, dude.
Yeah, that
he's
robot.
Underneath.
He's underneath. Boyer view. Shit. Toilet view.
It's so sad.
Yes.
He ain't even throw no dollars.
No, man.
He didn't throw one.
Yeah, no, he's cheap. He is
just
cheap,
has
very
a Bitcoin.
Cheap. Yeah.
He just has one Bitcoin. Just throws it at her.
He's like, where do I scan?
Hits her in the eye.
Yo.
I can't tell if this is she fully nude, bro? It's hard to, right? Am I losing my mind? The lighting is so tough. No, I don't think so.
Just boobies.
Anyway.
the okay. dog is literally zooming in on
yeah,
her pussy.
Yo, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's quite the opposite.
Yeah, why do you
I like that robots like pussy. That makes me feel safer.
Honestly, you know what, Naeem? I didn't look at it from that angle. And you know what? Turn to me. That's fair point. It's a fair point, because if they're going to kill us all.
He was hype. He was like, oh, shit, pussy.
Yes. Mounting up.
Let me crawl under that thing.
Yeah, I need to get closer.
Like how beautiful is that?
Who's controlling it? Like, where's the guy?
I don't think there is anyone.
Is this a straight AI, bro?
This is AI.
But actually, there must be. There has to be. That'd be great. It's a spirit of pussy past, dude.
It's just inside the
That's an old pimp they put in there.
You know what, dude? She might be fully nude.
I think she's fully nude, bro.
Yeah, I think I might have seen a nipple.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a nipple.
No, definitely boobs out.
When she turns on the front, bro, I don't know what chat, like, where you found on the internet, but.
Reddit.
Reddit, no one flagged this. I'm surprised.
Dang. On Reddit? Nah.
That's boobies, right there.
No. I know it's boobies, but is there bushing?
I'm telling you, when she turned.
Yeah, I think you're right, dude. I think you're right.
I could be wrong. The lighting, it's all purple. Yeah. Who fucking knows?
Man, there's so many diseases on the camera lens of this fucking poor robot.
Nah, dude.
Oh, is this chlamydia?
That'd be great. He dies like T2, like in the pussy. he melts into it. One hand doing the shocker, like that, that, that.
Be crazy to go to Planned Parenthood. Like, I need an STD test. And a robot comes out. Like, wasn't AIDS? Yes.
Yeah. That'd be amazing. Yeah, it's just a weird, it's a weird Planned Parenthood, but it's like batteries not included, the old movie. It's just like she's got little flying discs coming out. She's like, oh, no.
Dude, that does make me feel better about robots, though.
Yeah, they're in the pussy.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way.
That gives us something to, beat them with. Right. It's not going to be strength or smarts, but,
we can distract them with pussy.
Human pussy is always going to be better than robot pussy.
True.
That's one thing I think they'll never master.
Yeah, possibly. Oh.
What you got going?
Smooth, the woman in the basement yelling. It's I think you're right. I think it does. It's nice that either we can program a robot to also show strippers affection. I like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Or if that's just built in, if that's just
crazy. If that would be amazing. The machine, in the pussy, that's crazy.
That'd be amazing, because then that means that robots, we have so much more in common.
I'm not gonna even start trying to explain or think about, because I don't know shit about AI, so I don't know how it answers regular questions, but, it's so crazy to me that you can tell one, do you think it would have done that if she was ugly?
I mean, I don't want to.
That's what I'm trying to get. If she was ugly, if I went up there and did it, robot's like, I ain't gay, yo. Chill.
Yeah, yo,
he's rolling up like this, then he gets closer, he's like, yo. Immediately, just turns, dude, I don't know. Not my flavor. Oh, damn, that'd be amazing. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a dude on a remote, which I like to think that if it's a dude on a remote, how beautiful is that? That means a nerd at home was doing all the dreams that he ever wanted to do with a stripper, but is too scared. Yeah. But he's just coding it then he's going to go up. He's going to bang, 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 bang. Yeah. And
he's going to crawl under the pussy.
It's the sexiest code. He's going to crawl under. No, he's not going to be worried about his acne at all, dude. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. He's doing sexy coding.
Because he's not making it real. He's not saying, and then the robot dog is going to. He's pretending it's 100% him. There's no way.
Yeah.
He's
that is
separating himself from that moment. Yes.
It's just another extension of his dick.
Yeah, 100%. There's no way. He's like, I can compartmentalize a robot dog in me. That guy is, I'm surprised that guy was able to control that with one hand on his dick the whole time.
Dude, I've seen a couple of these videos lately of it's either a lion usually or a jaguar, some type of big cat fucking a lady big cat, and then another male big cat comes over. He's like, "Yo, chill," and he slaps him.
Oh yeah,
and then he starts fucking.
There's been a few
of those lately, dude. Those are my new favorite videos. You see the one of the dogs?
No,
I've seen dogs fuck. If that helps.
There was these two bulldogs, and the one dude lays gets on top of her and starts fucking, and then this other dude comes up and he's like, "Yo, chill." And then the lady dog runs away with the other dude dog, And then the original dude dog is just sitting there sad.
Oh, sad as
shit.
And then you look over and the other dude dog is fucking the lady dog.
I questioned the person.
He did someone with the ram.
He did someone's on the
ramps.
Where they butted heads.
The ram came and hit the fuck out the other one while he was fucking. And then he headbutted him, and then the other one just ran off. And then he started fucking her.
Adam, is that how you got CTE?
It is. That is it.
Yeah. Too many button heads. Button heads with that Staten Island trash too many times, and then fucked her.
And I lost, so I had to bend over. That's how it goes.
Behind, you're just like banging your head in the back of her. Like, it'd be amazing. Oh, dude. No, I love the dog was great. He's like, he did like the dude. Someone's on the phone for you. Hey, what's up? You know what I mean? Yeah, there's a call, bro. I don't know. It's downstairs. Go get it. How you doing? Like, that just swept right in. That's amazing.
That's a savage way to lose your fucking girl.
Yeah. Oh. Also,
somebody
like,
runs up and push you while you fucking like,
a bulldog.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, you meant between
and then just starts fucking.
Yeah, just starts fucking. Imagine losing a girl like that. You in the pussy and somebody just come and push you like get the fuck out of here. And then he just start fucking her.
Yeah. That is that's ultimate.
Humans are pussies.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely.
We're also like the weakest. Yeah, we're like the weakest of everything too. Like everything's stronger than us.
We do that with money now. That's how we steal people's girls. Money and clout.
Yachts,
nice cars, nice houses. That's how you steal somebody's girl now. It's crazy.
Not with claws and teeth.
Yeah, bro. You gotta go back to that type of shit.
No. Fucking gorillas just used to be like, okay, I'm gonna kill this whole tribe and we're gonna take all the females of the tribe. All
right. Right.
Like that's what actually they still do that. It's not like they stopped doing that, they still do that.
I was gonna say,
do you guys ever see that video that of that gorilla dragging that forest ranger like into the forest?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
It's wild. A bunch of these forest rangers are like just protecting like these photographers, you know, taking pictures of these silverback gorillas. Mm. And this male comes out of the woods and everyone's like standing still because that's what you're told to do. Like, don't look at them. You know, just stand still. Don't make eye contact. And this gorilla just casually takes this guy by the ankle and just starts dragging him into the woods. And the guy's just like... Like, just getting dragged away, like, but he's not moving because he doesn't want to, you know, panic. He lets him go up to like 4 feet, but that must have been the scariest 4 feet of his life, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
You gotta play dead.
He did.
There's nothing else you could do.
Yeah, but the look on the guy's face, it was just like you could tell. He's like, I just lay down. Hey, if people can see you, just so you know. Steph?
Yeah, dude.
Damn,
tell Steph to pop.
There's a camera clearly on me.
Tell Steph to pop the shirt off, dude.
So I'll put the thing down when you walk back through.
I didn't know you was carrying it like that, Adam. She's fucking hot as fuck.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking savages. Hey.
I just saw, dude, there's a Boston Dynamic dog in there, dude. I just saw it, dude. Are you twerking on that thing, dude? Yo, I saw it, bud.
Damn.
You stop it. Stop it.
No, whoa.
Oh, I got a new level of respect for you. Oh, she came through with the hoodie on this time.
Nah, she liked it. She was smiling. She liked
it. We respect the bonds of marriage, dude, but also.
All right. I don't need to get roasted by both ends here. Shut up.
Yeah,
shut up. Everybody shut up.
Spit roast you. Hell yeah, bro.
Everybody shut up. I don't need this. Fucking need this amazing shit. I need gorilla society. That's what I need.
I was gonna pose. We usually do like our Patreon thing. We usually have like a would you rather, and then we watch like the animal videos. It's like when I talked to you, I was like, oh, maybe we'll do different animal videos. It started with like the deer suicide shit, and I saw.
Off of the.
So we were like, oh, how many of these are? So we were like, why don't we keep finding these videos? You know what I mean? You guys.
By the way,
I
just got you up, Neil, an ungodly amount of those. Just if anybody's wondering, how many deer suicide videos are there?
So many.
Infinite.
It's an hour long compilation.
Infinite. It's infinite. It goes on forever.
That's the best shit.
Yeah.
We just jumping off of the fucking thing.
So we were like, why don't we try to test our ability to see how much we can stand with that and then like really awful would you rathers.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking would you rathers, like, but this was a little, I think it's easy, but the conversation being about if you could flip a switch right now, you'd have to flip it right now. You don't have time. Delete it. If you could flip a switch and go back to like archaic society, like hunter gatherer shit, you know, or stay in the present, like you'd have everyone would have it would affect everybody, right? Not just you, obviously. Not like you're going back. I mean, like the world changes.
Everyone goes back.
Yeah, oh, everyone, shit. Everything, oh. like everything shuts down. Like, you know, power goes off. Everything, blah blah blah. Would you do it right now? Because everyone's in this room was kind of like, oh, we should go back to that. I'm like, I don't know. Naeem can fight. You box? I think maybe.
Boxing
I don't know.
Don't work in the fucking
No,
farm.
It doesn't.
That doesn't provide food.
No, man. I can't fight animals. Yeah,
yeah.
Just box a chimpanzee.
Naeem's just walking down here.
The chimp rips your arm off. You're like, that's not fair, bro.
Put a fucking antler through my chin and I'm dead. Like, what the fuck?
Some rhino just stomps you out.
I mean, I know mine is no, because everyone's just like, oh, we need to go back to more aggressive. I was like, it's either that. You have safety and society, and you get some bitch shit in it.
Yeah.
Or you go back to hardcore fucking someone just busting the door right now. Damn. Just like pop, 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 kill,
okay.
kill, kill.
Grill
right.
society with air conditioning.
Nope.
Fuck.
Somewhere in the middle. Give me somewhere in the middle, like Roman times.
It's tough.
Pre-slavery. But like,
man, there was always slavery,
was
buddy.
Slavery,
what do you think? There was no,
look,
no slavery during Roman times?
Not in my times. I'm going
to
fix it.
You want to go back to the time when everybody was getting a slave. You want to go back before black slavery.
I just want to hang out with Naeem still. What do you want me to do? I want me and
oh,
Naeem
hey, that's,
to go to
that's
Rome
up until, hey, Drew,
oh, nice
anytime before 1960, you can't then. So it's going to be real limited.
It's tough.
I'll just start a new podcast with a guy named Julius.
Julius.
Ugh.
Damn.
A white Julius.
God.
Oh, you had a little boy slave. You had a little white boy following you around.
Yeah, dude, not fuck him.
Yeah, that's exactly what you would have done. Yes,
it's legal.
That's what the Greeks did. The Greeks invented that shit.
Cool. Yeah,
it's the only thing stopping you.
The Greeks were big on slavery and boy fucking. That was like their thing.
History lesson. Shut up. Listen, I just mean like, yeah, we know. There, and also, there's lots of people who are still doing the boy fucking, unfortunately.
True.
You're talking about
and the
true.
Slavery part. That's actually both things still pretty prevalent today.
Slavery is like underground.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's actually more so than back
then. Yeah, it's more
during,
slavery now than
guys,
ever.
I don't want to dispute you on this, and we'll talk about this in Fact Corner later.
Yeah, Adam, you're bringing up too many facts, dog.
Like,
on,
you
bro.
Always want to drop in, like, dude, yeah, I totally get that, but, like, it is underground. Yes, human trafficking is like, yeah, but it's much more like, you're a slave, and then you're
and
in a brothel someplace kept on drugs.
They complain. They have air conditioning. Shut up. So you have to pack in with a few people?
There you go.
Oh, yeah, back in the day,
you
had to
make
walk.
My iPhone, hurry up. Hurry
yeah,
me,
like back
iPhone.
In the day, traffic people had to like go through tunnels, I guess. I don't know how it worked.
All right. I mean, so I think that I'm telling you, I'm not going back. I'm not switching the world over.
Oh,
definitely
fuck no.
Not.
I'm staying
nah, same.
Right
and if we're going back to slave times, I'm definitely going in. I'm going to be the house bitch slave. Like, I'm going to just be a servant who hopes he doesn't get fucked with. That's what I'm slave, okay. Whatever house kind of shit, somebody who at least can afford.
You
want to
be
shit.
Samuel L. Jackson in Django.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, pretty
I
much.
Know,
I guess.
Don't know if you'd have to worry about it too much.
Yeah, right. What type of slave times he talk about?
I'm just trying. Well, no. I mean, I don't know, dude. Depends.
Maybe in the future.
You gotta remember,
black people on us.
If I like get if I get caught in like a Mongol horde or something, they're like, yo, you're fucking weird and not us. So fucking get
oh,
out
yeah,
here.
Like Genghis Khan and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're done.
Oh yeah.
You're just not us.
Yeah, dude, the Ottomans, done. They fucked. They mad slavery.
Yeah. The Boers.
Yeah, the Persians.
The
yeah.
Boers was enslaving white people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Man.
You won't be, our, you know, it's a certain thing where, like, I know we think it's, like, a certain thing, white dude, but, like,
true.
The same thing, I don't speak their language. I'm not going back there and just knowing their language,
true.
Right?
Yeah, you're going back speaking
you,
English. Damn. You
know,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would think, they would think you were an idiot, dude.
Right. The only time, like, the only time that worked out in our favor is when we came back with guns and shit, and we're like, hold on, actually, we're going to do it.
My best, really our best bet, really all of us,
yeah.
Weirdly enough, is Canada. It's like way
true.
Back Canada or whatever.
Yeah, true.
It's either criminal crime, but it's cold, so you got to stay indoors to the low, but it's cold, so there's enough, like, you can be away from people if you need to. And then when it gets up to society, then you got, like, colonization, but then they, France and stuff came over and kind of made it cool.
England
so,
and stuff,
and they're
cool
with black people, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's touchy. It's, you know what I mean?
You get to fight mammoths. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mammoths would be cool.
That'd be cool to fight.
Yeah, I'd definitely eat a mammoth.
Yeah, man.
That's like some rough meat.
Nah, that guy, that guy said he ate one. He ate a preserved mammoth.
What?
Who ate a preserved mammoth?
So,
how?
So some in Russia, they keep finding preserved mammoths.
Oh yeah, because everything's thawing out now.
Yeah. So
you can't eat 60,000.
No, they did. They did. Apparently, hey, I'm just a messenger here. Apparently, they did, and it was not good. And
yo,
that's what he said.
Dude, I stand with Ukraine, but Russia might win that shit, dude.
Right? If they eat mammoths and shit.
Like, I'm sorry.
Dude,
the guy's
I didn't
American.
Know that. What's up?
He's American. He was
oh,
over
he's
there.
American, dude. All right, well, then never mind.
Yeah. He was just like, you know what he reminds me of? Like a meat and potatoes guy from Idaho. He's like, yeah, I tried mammoth.
I think he was a meat guy from Ohio. Yeah.
Meeting a mammoth guy.
Yeah, you're meeting a mammoth guy.
That's crazy. Meeting mammoth, also a good name for the episode.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I did not know that. I knew we were finding, and they were finding, you know, and they were trying to extract, like, code for us to get some.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, maybe we can breed one.
Right, yeah.
And then I don't know what we're supposed to do with the mammoth.
Fun fact, so they have a fully thought-out baby one.
They do, yeah, I saw
and
that
And they're cloning it, and they're going to put it in... No. And they're going to, that'd be sick. And they're going to put it in an elephant, and the elephant's probably going to birth the woolly mammoth, which would be
wild.
Damn,
we gonna we about to fuck up. This is about to be Jurassic Park.
And they're going to bring that to Dodo Bird. That's the next one.
Oh, yo, they probably taste so good, because why would everybody hunt them to extinction?
Oh,
they
fun
had to
fact.
Be the best tasting
dodos.
You say one more fun fact, I swear to fucking
God. Fun fact, no, fun fact, Naeem, they tasted like shit. They killed them because they were bored all the time. Man. Which is funnier.
What? Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They try to eat them. They're like, this bird tastes like shit. Boom!
<That's>
they just
crazy.
Fucking beat it to
death. Birds look like?
I'll pull up. They look like...
they look like idiots. They look like a stupid bird.
They kind of
like
do.
Pokemon
it's
a looking bird.
I remember them bigger. They don't have longer legs. Like I remember them being close to the ground. So
yeah.
Short
stubby
legs.
Stubby body, stubby wings. Like a weird hook
kind of
beak.
Thing. Yeah, and then imagine, yeah, like imagine sort of somewhere in between, like, not a bill, but like a sharper beak, but larger.
A
it's like
parrot and a kiwi.
Yeah. Okay. Go, somewhere in between.
Why don't people eat pigeons anymore? That's why so many pigeons. Because
people don't
America.
Want the black plague, Naeem.
Oh, really? That's why?
Yeah, I don't think they were good.
No, but you know that's why people brought them here to eat them. Like, pigeons weren't in America. They brought them over here.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, yeah. But
that thing?
Yeah.
No, that shit looked like it tastes nasty as fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to eat that.
I would neither do they. That's why they beat
now,
them to death.
Fuck it, 100%.
Oh yeah, I put my dick
good
right in
looking
there.
Bird to fuck. Hell
it looks
yeah.
soft.
You know what I mean?
It looks plushy.
Huge ass.
Yeah,
huge, big old,
big, big
rump
on this bird. Yeah,
and I feel like with the dodo name, it might be dumb. So
it has
you know
to
what
be
I mean?
Dumb if it's called a dodo.
I mean, absolutely. It's you know, I would definitely.
Why
get
would they bring
it.
This back? Bring back a dinosaur first. Don't bring this back,
bro. They made seven movies of why it's a bad idea, though.
I mean, but come on, you could put a dinosaur inside of a zoo, bro. You could put that. You could lock it
but,
up.
But animals escape from that tiger jumped three enclosures and killed three people.
Damn.
Yeah, we just
yeah, that did happen.
maybe not dinosaors, but like extinct animals.
A velociraptor? They were actually tiny. They weren't. As
they
big
were
as they
tiny.
Are. Yeah, they could bring back velociraptors. We'd be fine.
You ever seen the Tasmanian tiger?
Yes.
Yeah, I seen one of those
cool looking animals.
That's
a
yeah,
cool
that is
looking
cool
animal,
like a tiger and a fox. You ever see a Oda Benga?
I've heard of that. I've never
oh,
seen
yes.
I don't think I've seen
Oda
it
Benga, he was
can't spell it, so I couldn't look it up.
This is a black man.
I looked
man
it up, and a basketball player popped up when I looked at it.
He
played
he
for
went,
the
no.
Like Kemba Mutombo?
Yeah, bro.
No, dude. Fun fact, Adam.
Thank you,
Drew. Oda Benga was a black guy that they put in the Brooklyn Zoo in the 30s.
Oh,
holy
shit.
Oh, yeah. I know this.
Damn,
okay.
I know he had sharp-ass teeth. Yeah. I saw this guy before. Yeah.
Yeah, they basically
can you imagine being a black boy in the zoo?
And then they let him out, and then he killed himself for some reason.
Yep.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, those stories of like the early twins and stuff that were conjoined.
Yeah, conjoined.
They were so famous, world famous.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people were like, yeah, I know.
They're
but
just
like,
in museums.
Yeah. But also, let us just look at you whenever we want.
Yeah.
And kind of
that
shut
black
the fuck
lady,
up.
The African lady with the big ass butt, they had her on display.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude, yeah,
that shit was crazy, bro.
The P.T. Barnum sideshows back, and they were wild. Like they were actually pretty much slaves to P.T. Barnum.
Yeah,
they like,
were.
Yeah, they
for
were.
Sure.
He's the lobster boy was like, "Can I go outside?" He's like, "You can. I might beat you for it. I might not. Find out. Walk outside, lobster boy. See what happens."
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, that's how we gonna look at normal zoos in like 100 years.
Yeah, zoos are fucked up. I hate
100 years from now. They gonna be like, "Oh, what the fuck was wrong with them?"
Zoos are done.
Yeah. I never liked zoos. Circuses.
To your point of bringing back animals, I think we should have. Like, if we did get but even the tiger or something like that, I think we need to start doing that.
Yeah,
I think we
agreed.
Need to start just have it. Like, listen, if there was one tiger in Philly,
mm-hmm.
just somewhere, just living,
yep,
it would keep us on our shit.
We would.
You know what I mean?
We'd be on our toes.
Like, we might be a little nicer to each other just in case someone sees it and then they don't say anything. Like, nah, fuck that, dude. That guy was a fucking dick at the bank yesterday. The tiger's right behind him. Everyone's going to be thinking, like, hey, you never know when you're going to be able to help me out with the
True.
Tiger problem.
You might need more than one tiger.
Definitely.
And that's where it gets out of control.
Yeah.
Let's bring back giant. Neanderthals, too.
One giant.
A giant?
Like a 40-foot tall guy.
Oh, that's
Ooh,
fun.
But where do you even find it to bring that back? You just create one in the lab?
Yeah, we got to make it.
All right. I like that idea. I think we should bring Neanderthals. Give us humans need to, like competition. They bring back a bunch of short,
they,
small.
They were short. They were strong as fuck, though.
They were strong. That's what I'm saying. We need some competition, bro. Some short, strong retards.
Fullbacks.
Fullbacks.
We need some fullbacks. We need some fullbacks back.
They'll be like, we want own league. Like, they want like we can't, you know, they have the whole controversy. Yeah. They can't play with us. Like, it's a whole situation.
Yo. He's like, their skulls are thicker. It's not fair. They hit harder.
They just dominate every sport. Yeah, and then black people start complaining, like, what the fuck is going on?
But yeah, black people are like, they can't be playing basketball with us. It's crazy. And then we're like, now you get it, right?
Yo.
I'm trying to be cool with them. I'm like, my Krona, what up, dude?
Yeah, yo.
That's not your word, dude. I'm like, my bad.
What's up, my crows?
Yeah, bro.
It all switches, dude.
Oh, yeah, that'll fuck up everything.
That would fuck up everything. Yeah, you're
damn.
Right.
Damn.
That's crazy. You shrug your eyebrows, it's like a sign of, like, disrespect. Like, are you fucking mocking us? You're like, no, it's just fucking, it's bright out.
I thought you were going to say for, like, assistance. Like, if we brought back, like, there was just this kind of thing.
So slavery with extra steps.
Guys, no. Now, listen. No, it wasn't my first impulse, okay? Hear me out,
as the tallest, whitest man here, that was instinctively slavery.
No. Listen. Oh, wait. No, wait. Drew, wink, wink. Listen. No.
Yeah. Tell me when we'll strike.
I thought you were.
Feels like Order 66. Go.
Yeah, right.
I just thought because you were like they're dumb and like little. I thought I'd be like, yeah, they would need like our guidance. Like, you know what I mean? Like, saying
they
would kind of live on their own? But then eventually, again, I would wonder what you would do because then we would have like all of them would exist and decided we let's say we lived okay, but then they would start to evolve.
Yeah, well,
and
the
then we'd be like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, yo, do less.
People would fuck them. People would fuck them. Everything. Oh, shit, it's like, it gets fucked, and then we figure out what to do with it after that. Like, any new discovery, it's like, well, I'm going to fuck it. Then we'll figure out if it's radioactive or not.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's humans with Neanderthal blood in them now.
Yes. Actually, a lot of us whites have it.
Yeah, the white people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like staggeringly a lot of whites.
Italians in particular.
Yeah, I know. That's how I know that. I read the study and I was like, oh, it's me.
What does that even mean, though, dude? Neanderthal?
We fucked more Neanderthals.
White humans fucked Neanderthals. Yeah, then they made Italians.
Oh. Yeah.
Like forearms
pretty much.
Were hairy.
Yeah. So I shaved mine to suppress it.
We did a house show. We did a house show in Delaware, and a woman that was her thing, and she learned. And I was already pumped, like, you know, if they were like still having a sex topic was already in the air or whatever. And she was just like, he was like, yeah, she's 10%, you know, in the air though. She's like 10% in her or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, that's why you guys are fucking so much. Like, she's, you know, she's brutal. She's trying to get at as an older couple.
Hell yeah.
She's like
straight savage like, fucking.
She was excited. I feel like I don't date enough women that just, it's all, I need a woman with more Neanderthal, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, we're missing the other species that live with us. The short ones, Divineas, whatever the fuck. The Divinels, whatever the fuck. They were like this, like 3 feet tall. And we could really abuse them probably and make them slaves.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or they could be the slaves of the Neanderthals. We're going to keep going right back to it. Let's be honest.
Interesting.
It's just in our DNA. It's just we have to go to it. So
okay,
I think
that's new. I didn't know.
So it's us, then the Neanderthals, and they get their own.
Yeah, then they get their little tiny people.
And then they could, muskrats could be theirs, whatever. I don't know. Smaller than them.
I'm not going to lie. As a tall guy, as I get older, having a dude down low and stuff, I would kind of want it. I mean, he just lived with me and stuff. Like, we're friends. You know what I mean? But if we just helped each other, I got stuff big, he gets stuff small, he like hands me pots and shit from below.
Hell yeah.
I'd be kind of pumped.
You ever see a spider monkey in a diaper?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I get it.
Those rules. Spider monkeys in diapers and houses helping out. Those are pretty cool.
All right,
dude. This is the perfect conversation to have on March 1st.
Yeah, right.
Right. Guys, I think we did it. We actually wrote all this out, you know, but in February, we held it. We wanted to wait till we brought in, then dropped it at the right time.
Yeah, my head was going to explode.
He gets antsy.
He's getting overloaded.
Yo, 28 whole days? Crazy. Yo.
Adam was like, it's the fucking 27th.
I won't respect the 29th. I will not respect the 29th.
He called me at 12:01. Yeah. He called me at 12:01. It was like, it's time. it was tough.
I went to school with a kid whose birthday was on the 29th.
So,
and we used to always fuck with him like, you're fucking 2 years old. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It does.
That's a sick prank when you're younger, dude.
Yeah, because you know he was
five, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not five.
Well, I mean, now, if he was five, he'd be 20. So you wouldn't do that.
No, I went to school with some old kids. Once there were some old kids in my school. my man Trevor graduated at 32.
Ah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you probably went to school before they capped it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn.
No, he wasn't 32, but I did graduate with a kid that was 21.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah, we had one of
those.
My boy Josh
great.
Money was 21.
Damn.
Josh Money.
His last name was Money.
Damn. Yo, what the fuck?
How's it spelled? Just like
black money, dude.
Damn. Yeah.
Was he an idiot or did he start
dumber
schooling?
Than hell? Dude.
Dude.
One he of the school when he was seven, night.
Yeah, maybe he started school. Yeah, maybe. He might have started school at 8 years
this
old.
This 10-year-old started first grade.
Damn. Fuck.
Yeah, I remember being in 10th grade math with this kid when he was like 19 and I was like 15.
Yo.
I was like, shouldn't you have a job by now?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be at work?
There's a 5 o'clock shadow. You're like, hey, bro, I think you should be here.
This isn't going to help you, dude.
And he's like, dude, I got to get out early to vote. So, yeah, I'm trying to participate. I mean, I don't know how to really understand the ballot, but, you know, I'm working on it.
That's also like this is the joke of like what school he is. It's like, hey, guys, I don't think him failing like geometry is the hurdle he has to get through over life to be successful.
Yeah, no.
Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? No. There's so many other things that we got to hit on before he nails geometry down.
At that point, it's like, hey, bud, why don't you do like a tech program? Why don't we work over here?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Get you in. Maybe you put a wrench in his hand, see what he does. You know,
he's
that
like,
kind
nah,
of thing.
I'm going to just keep selling cigarettes at lunch.
Yeah. Well, he's the only one that can get them.
He definitely sells cigarettes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We usually have to get them from the seniors, but if you have somebody in your own class that you're just like, you're 18, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why don't we just do this? Hell yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Nah,
this has been a fucking ride of episode. We got to get these guys out of here.
Yeah.
So, guys, thank you again. Check out all their shit. Drew Montana. Name my
Adam,
guys.
Where you at,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
he's
Adam.
In there.
Peace, dog.
We'll see you guys next time.
Brother
hopefully
Bears.
Next time we got more clout, you could come to the fucking
I know.
Studio.
Maybe you could don. You
guys, don't take it personally. I just don't respect you.
Bless us with your presence.
And bring your hot wife, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
For sure.
Bring your hot wife.
I really have way more respect for you now. She is nice.
I'm gonna have a robot that she's gonna dirty dance. We're gonna do dirty dance. We're gonna do the movie Dirty Dance.
She's doing fucking weird 90s tech movie girl strip dance. This dance.
I'm gonna have the Boston Dynamics robot like lift her up like Patrick Swayze. It's gonna be amazing. No, this has been another day in the cult. Fucking, we'll see you next time.
I'll see you guys later. Bye.
By the renewing of your mind. The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media Production.